Since the Parkland, Florida school shooting, threats against schools have spiked. Police arrested a 15-year-old on Monday in O'Fallon, Illinois, because of a graffiti about shooting up an elementary school. In Fairfax, Virginia, an 18-year-old was charged with making threats to attack a school. Police found ammunition at his home. And in Anderson County, South Carolina, there have been so many threats, Sheriff Chad McBride made a video warning students, even jokes count.
If we do find cause to arrest you for making some dumb, stupid, idle threat, as it may be, you can be arrested.
And Sheriff McBride is here. And Sheriff, we're hearing these jokes are eating up police resources. But how do you distinguish between a joke and a threat?
Well, I think that's a great question, but I think a lot of it goes to the nature in which they've made the threat. We've had, just in the last couple weeks, I think we've arrested five or six kids now, one of which we're very concerned about, that we felt that there may be some legitimacy to some of his threats that were posted on social media, of course reported to the school by some other children that had seen the information. It was a gamer app. So, and after looking into that, some very disturbing details, obviously some cries for help in it. The kid mentioning how alone he felt and all this stuff. Because of his age, you know, we obviously haven't released his name because he's a middle school student. But it's one in which he actually, you know, we make the arrest, but actually our Department of Juvenile Justice takes over because of their age.
In the last 2 weeks, how many times do you think officers have gone out or had to go online to respond to concerns? Given that you had five or six arrests, how many times did you have to go chase something?
That's a good question. You know, we have a school resource officer in almost every school. Beyond that, of course, we've had to dedicate, you know, more law enforcement personnel into looking into these matters. And a lot of what we're seeing is just kids talking. Now, the kids that we have made arrests, a lot of people may say, well, you know, man, y'all are just, you know, taking it too far. Well, in South Carolina, we have a law, basically, it's called disturbing school. And it's, you know, a fairly broad stroke, vague law, but any time that there's an issue involving a student where, you know, school has to stop, that's considered disturbing school. Now, I'll give you an example. We had a kid, also another middle school, that ran into the classroom and started yelling active shooter on the dare from another student. And so we don't believe that the student was capable of doing this. We don't believe that he had any intentions to harm anybody other than to joke about it, and it certainly is not a joking matter. And that's why, whether it's a joke, a hoax, we're going to certainly take it seriously, because, you know, we don't want to miss an opportunity to try to get a kid help. You know, the arrest may seem overboard, but the fact of the matter is that kid's going to go before a judge. The judge may determine this kid needs a mental health evaluation, and maybe that's something good to where we're moving in the right steps to get a young person some kind of help. Certainly don't want a bunch of kids walking around with arrest records.
Well, you say you take it seriously because of Parkland, but also because your county has seen a school shooting. 2016, Jesse Osborne, accused of opening fire at Townville Elementary School, killing a six-year-old boy after killing his father. And he's been in court appearances in recent weeks, so this is very much on people's minds, I'm imagining.
Yes, ma'am. In light of what happened in Parkland and the fact that we've just experienced this, there's been a lot of concentrated talk about school shooting incidents. And so that's, you know, that's why we decided, you know, disturbing school, we're not going to put up with disturbing school situations, whether it's joking and good fun, because it's not, you know, it's not in good fun at all. Yeah. And it's certainly... you're exactly right with a comment you made earlier. Our resources have been stretched thin trying to investigate all these particular situations. And there's been also a lot of situations where supposedly somebody saw something on Snapchat. But as we all know, Snapchat, you know, unless somebody screenshots it, it's gone after 10 seconds.
Right.
And, you know, we certainly believe that Snapchat was probably created by Satan himself. So,
I don't argue with you. And the kids are afraid often to take that screenshot because the user knows you've taken it. It sends a message to them, so they're afraid to do that. Some might quickly try to take a picture with someone else's camera, but other than that, you know, as you say, it's gone.
Exactly. So there's a lot of situations where we haven't been able to necessarily investigate further.
What's like the number one, percentage-wise, the number one thing your department spends time on, and where does this school safety issue fit in that? How does it relate to that?
As of lately, it seems like our number one priority is our school safety and having to investigate these school instances, which does divert a lot of law enforcement focus and trying to track down these sources of potential threats.
That's amazing. Number one. That's Anderson County, South Carolina Sheriff Chad McBride about how overwhelmed his department is handling school threats, most of which turn out to be baseless. Sheriff, thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am. It's a pleasure.